Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan says there is an increase in respiratory illnesses during the Christmas season. He says, with the different Christmas activities taking place across the country, there is increased traffic at the ports of entry and an increased risk of viral illnesses, especially with influenza, on the rise.
Well, this is Christmas, 9 mornings and everything, and plus we have international T20 cricket going on. So there's quite a bit of traffic in the country. So what we usually do is look outside, particularly to the north, to see what is happening, you know, with the expectations that what is happening there could also happen here. So if we look northwards, we see COVID cases are down, so is RSV cases are down in the north, but influenza is on the rise. So we have to look out for some respiratory illnesses.
Dr. Duncan says the public can request to be tested if they feel ill and their health professionals do not offer the tests. He says it is important for people to know their medical status.
It's important, very important for us to know what's happening in our communities. We need to test. So if you think you have a respiratory illness, you get in touch with your physician, your private physician or your public physician. And even when you see a physician, urge them to say, look, testing is available for influenza A and B and COVID and RSV and St. Vincent is available free of charge. Why don't you arrange for me to be tested so I could know what it is I have and let the wider population could know.
Dr. Duncan says the public has to remain vigilant as there is also bird flu and other viral illnesses circulating around the world.
Because we have to keep our eyes open and, you know, peeled. Because bird flu is around. There have been several human cases of bird flu, H5N1. So we have to keep our eyes out, and that would be a novel virus for us. So we really have to be able to keep our eyes out to make sure we're able to detect this early if it's arriving. So second of all, first of all, remember, if you're ill, stay home. If you have to go outside, please wear a mask, avoid crowded places. Wash your hands frequently. And remember your respiratory etiquette. If you're going to sneeze or cough, you cough into your elbow or you cough into a clean napkin which you discard and wash your hands immediately after. So that's the general advice that we've been given since COVID time. So let's, you know, keep our eyes peeled for influenza and any other possible novel virus that could have been.
Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.